Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Leviticus 23, Ecclesiastes 6, and Psalm 109 to follow the reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Ecclesiastes 6. There is another evil I have seen under the sun, and it weighs heavily upon mankind. God gives a man riches, wealth, and honor, so that he lacks nothing his heart desires. But God does not allow him to enjoy them. Instead, a stranger will enjoy them. This is futile and a grievous affliction. A man may father 100 children and live for many years, yet no matter how long he lives, he is unsatisfied with his prosperity and does not even receive a proper burial. I say that a stillborn child is better off than he. For a stillborn child enters in futility and departs in darkness, and his name is shrouded in obscurity. The child, though neither seeing the sun nor knowing anything, has more rest than that man. Even if he lives 1,000 years twice over, but fails to enjoy his prosperity, do not all go to the same place? All a man's labor is for his mouth, yet his appetite is never satisfied. What advantage, then, has the wise man over the fool? What gain comes to the poor man who knows how to conduct himself before others? Better what the eye can see than the wandering of desire. This, too, is futile and a pursuit of the wind. Whatever exists was named long ago, and what happens to a man is foreknown. But he cannot contend with one stronger than he. For the more words, the more futility. And how does that profit anyone? For who knows what is good for a man during the few days in which he passes through his fleeting life like a shadow? Who can tell a man what will come after him under the sun? This is God's word. This lifetime on earth offers us some incredible experiences. If life goes well, a person will be born into a loving family, have everything he or she needs to live, get an education, find a mate who will open a new dimension of love, have children with that mate who will open yet another dimension of love. Possibly, this person might find a fulfilling career, or at the very least, one that will provide for a stable family life. That's the best case scenario for most people. But in addition to these blessings, many people will find friends to share experiences with. We'll enjoy watching many beautiful sunrises and sunsets. We'll hear music that enthralls them. We'll know what it feels like to win a tough game against a really good opponent. We'll taste food that they will never forget. And we'll travel to places which will always be special in their memories. Now that's if all goes well, really well. However, it doesn't always work that way, does it? Some people are born blind and will never see that beautiful sunset. Some are born to broken homes or have parents who will abuse them. Some people will grow up in excruciating poverty. Some will never learn to read. Some will never know what it feels like to be in love. Some will die in a tragic accident or through some kind of physical illness and will never live to see their kids grow up. Some people will experience a heartbreaking combination of these events, and they will wonder why life has been so cruel to them. Then there are others who experience success in life beyond what I described earlier, but can never enjoy the rewards of that success. And that seems to be who Solomon has in mind here in Ecclesiastes 6, 1 and 2. These are people who succeed at life. Solomon says, and these are the words of the NIV, they lack nothing their hearts desire. But yet they die young before they can enjoy their success, or they miss out on it in some other way. In the words of verse 2c, God does not grant them the ability to enjoy them, and strangers enjoy them instead. In verses 3 through 6, Solomon says that someone who never made it out of the womb alive is better than the person who attained what they wanted in life, but never could enjoy the results. This is just one of Solomon's many laments in this book called Ecclesiastes. It's just a still frame in an unhappy video that is the entire book, an unhappy video about the problems of life. These problems are caused by the curse that comes from sin. whether a person suffers from poverty, or lives life alone and unloved, or has a broken body, or dies young, or is wealthy but unhealthy. Nobody gets everything out of life that life could potentially offer to us all. The problem is not that God creates a cruel world that promises us pleasure but sticks us with pain instead. No, the problem is that the beautiful world that God created has been broken by sin. Because humanity defied God's instruction, we all find heartache and sorrow and pain and lack of fulfillment in this life to some degree or other. Some of us feel it so intensely that the only word that can describe life is the word unfair. This reality is immune to pious platitudes, quick fixes, or positive thinking. Even when someone's life goes spectacularly well, there are always regrets, disappointments, grief, sorrow, and other negative emotions. Ecclesiastes, the book, is a long meditation on the frustrating enigmas of life. Instead of telling us that it'll be okay eventually, Solomon, the author of Ecclesiastes, will later tell us, just fear God, obey his word, and enjoy what you can. That's good advice, and we'd all do well to obey it. But we can't even do that. The capacity to just fear God and obey his word was lost by humanity on the same day we lost paradise, the same day we chose to sin. This is why Christ gives us such hope. Although he has not chosen yet to fix this broken and painful reality, he has shown us his love and promised us a better life, an eternal life, if we trust Christ and follow him no matter what. If you're discouraged today by the circumstances around you, remember that your frustration is the symptom of a world that is suffering under sin and its consequences. Instead of bemoaning what has been lost, look to Christ in faith. In him is the promise of life in his kingdom that will be perfection itself and will never end. I sure hope that encourages you today. And if it does, and if you haven't subscribed by email, please go ahead and do that by going to dailypbj.com/subscribe so you can be encouraged by tomorrow's devotion as well. If you'd like to be part of my community, become a monthly subscriber and go to dailypbj.com/support to join. Also, please share this with someone who might use some encouragement today. It might help them get their life in perspective. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.